The Commonwealth Institute for Fiscal Analysis yesterday expressed its dismay that Governor McDonnell's budget proposal doesn't include expanding Medicaid. That, the Institute believes, could cost the state $270 million and deprive some 200,000 people of health care.
If you just read the governor's speech about his proposed budget, then you might believe that state revenues are bouncing back and that we're making much-needed investments in critical state priorities like mental health and homelessness and higher education.
Michael Cassidy, president of the Institute, says that's only half right.
The governor is proposing new investments, but he's also proposed a series of cuts in his budget. The introduced budget contains cuts to hospitals and to schools by eliminating funding for the rising cost of what are called non-personnel services, which is basically a fancy term for things like textbooks and utilities in Virginia schools. The governor McDonnell is proposing to save over $76 million, and he gets tens of millions of dollars in savings in his budget from continuing cuts to the state's two teaching hospitals and reducing Medicaid payments for hospitals throughout the state.
Cassidy wondered why there were any cuts at all if, in fact, revenues are coming back.
When you dig below the surface, you see that, sure, we've finally surpassed our pre-recession revenue levels in Virginia in terms of raw dollars, but we're still not bringing in enough to meet the rising costs of providing services to a growing population in Virginia.
Inflation, he said, has increased 11% since 2000, and the state's population has grown by 7%.
And so when you take all that into consideration, what it means is we'd need an extra $4.6 billion over the next 2 years to actually hit pre-recession levels of resources and funding for key services.
John Ogle, WCVE News.